More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Immigration is going to be, I think, one of the central, if not the most important issue of this 2024 presidential cycle. And the reason why I say that is because there's many Americans now that are becoming really outraged over what we are witnessing and the actions of illegal immigrants. Now, you have to understand, the story that has been sold to the American people does not match up with reality. The story that the left has been selling now for years is that, well, we're a, quote, welcoming country. We're a kind country. We are a loving country. And who are we to deny anyone the ability to be in the United States of America? We should have compassion for people in other countries that are desperate for a better life. That is the story that has been told and sold by the left for decades. The reality is that's not what we're witnessing in this country. In fact, I would even argue that back in the day, you actually had more of that argument that was in connection somehow with reality. Not anymore. Illegal aliens are now committing heinous crimes. Many of them are committing crimes against children. They are helping kill Americans, the leading cause of death now in this country, between the ages of 18 and 49. So basically to 50 years old is death by fentanyl. Fentanyl is coming across the southern border at alarming rates. The drugs, many of them originate actually in China. China knows they're killing Americans and they don't care. And then is the cartels of Mexico that are getting the fentanyl into the United States of America. And the number one killer of people in this country, 18 to 49 years old, up until the age of 50, is now an illegal drug coming across our southern border. Many of the illegals that are coming across the border are involved in the illegal drug trade. And we know this. And the open borders are allowing for the free flow of drugs that are coming into this country. Under the disguise of, well, we should be a loving, welcoming, and open country to anyone that's just looking for a better life. But what happens when you get illegals that are here that obviously aren't here for a better life? In fact, many of them are here to take advantage of the United States of America and all that we offer. Well, if there's any campaign poster of the 2024 election, it is the illegal aliens, multiple illegal aliens, giving not one but two middle fingers upon being released from jail after attacking, brutally beating a New York police officer and another one of his officers on tape at Times Square. That's right. Illegal aliens charged with violently attacking New York Police Department officers were released from jail, flipped their middle fingers up in the air, and pranced out of jail without having to pay bail at all. They were also shielded from deportation by New York City's sanctuary policy. that refuses to work with the federal government, ICE agents, to get them deported out of this country. This mob of illegal aliens attacked New York police officers on Tuesday outside of a taxpayer-funded migrant shelter. Many in the media have not been telling you that part of the story. So you have illegal immigrants who are outside of a taxpayer-funded, meaning you're paying for this migrant shelter, in Midtown Manhattan right by Times Square. The violent attack was caught on camera, and seven of the illegal immigrants involved have been arrested. But that's where the story gets really, really, really frustrated. On Thursday, just 2 days after this attack happened, five of the illegal aliens that were arrested for the mob attack on those New York Police Department officers were freed from jail without bail thanks to New York's bail reform laws, which ensures criminal suspects deemed, quote, nonviolent can be released after charges without paying a dime. Two other illegal aliens were arrested late Wednesday evening for the attacks and are also expected to be free from jail without paying bail. A couple of those illegal aliens who did do a violent offense, it wasn't a nonviolent offense, it was very much a violent offense, they proudly left an American jail, flipping off the cameras and those watching, using both of their middle fingers to the media and the camera crews, with one saying in Spanish, "I didn't do nothing." Even though we clearly see them on tape brutally beating New York police officers. Local news had it this way. Illegal immigrants charged with assault after NYPD attack. One of them, Johan Borras, 22, was caught on camera again, this time not for beating up police officers, but for flipping off the media. He was involved in the attack on the New York Police Department officers near Times Square. He and his fellow illegal immigrant inmates walking out of prison, laughing at the United States of America. Another had it this way. This 22-year-old, Johan Borada, one of the illegal aliens released without bail after being charged in the mob beating of two New York Police Department officers in Times Square over the weekend. He flipped the bird to cameras as he was leaving court today. Now, the illegal aliens arrived in New York City in 2023 after crossing the United States-Mexico border from Venezuela. They were immediately released into the U.S. interior by President Joe Biden and his Department of Homeland Security before making their way to the Big Apple. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has refused to request bail for any of the illegal aliens thus far charged with attacking his own police officers. Instead, prosecutors have asked that they be released from jail while the investigation is ongoing. New York's governor has also fallen short of calling for illegal aliens to be arrested and deported by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, which the city of New York refuses to work with. During a press conference, the governor said deportation should be merely looked at as an option, though the state sanctuary policy prevents local law enforcement from cooperating with federal ICE agents. Yet, we're on the hook financially in New York City as taxpayers for them harboring these terrorists. And let me be clear, I believe they are terrorists. If you beat the living hell out of police officers in a mob-style attack and you broke into this country, that is a form of terrorism. And the faster we understand that, and the faster we start talking about the reality of that, the faster things are going to work for us moving forward. But this is a country now that we have that is filled with actual lawlessness. This is lawlessness, to be clear. This is extreme lawlessness, to be clear. This type of lawlessness, this type of anarchy, this type of insanity is destroying this country with 20 plus million illegal immigrants who have already come into this country, and we are expecting more, not less. All right, I want to tell you real quick about Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're literally the only one. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. What does that mean to you? It means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to. But you're doing it without funding the left. You may not know that Big Mobile gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood, to Democratic candidates, causes, and organizations. Why give your money to a group of people that literally hate your values, hate what you stand for, hate your family traditional Christian values? That is why I switched to Patriot Mobile. And when you switch, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, as well as our military, our veterans, and our first responder heroes. They make switching easy. 100% U.S.-based customer service team. Plus, you can keep your same cell phone number or upgrade your phone to a new phone or keep the one you've got in your hand as well. And the most important part, every time you pay your bill, they take a percentage of your bill every month and give it back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. So check them out, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's also something else that you need to understand about the Democrats and what they're doing. They're not trying to stop what's happening at the southern border. They're not trying to stop the domestic terrorists that are in this country from, well, I should say foreign terrorists coming into this country, planning terrorist attacks. The number of people on the terrorist watch list is astronomical that are coming across the southern border compared to what the numbers were even a year ago. And they are absolutely insane compared to where they were when Donald Trump was president. And I'm going to deal with the terrorist aspect of this in a moment. But before I even get to that, I want you to understand when Democrats say that they're listening to you or they hear you on this subject, they do not. They are not listening to you. They do not hear you. They do not They're not trying to stop the problem with illegal immigrants pouring across the southern border. They are not trying at all. How do I know this? Look at what they just announced in New York City. Even the rapper 50 Cent said, quote, maybe Trump is the answer. After New York City Mayor Adams give migrants prepaid credit cards. Do you think they're trying to stop the influx of illegal immigrants? No. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has just announced the big plan to distribute $53 million to city migrants on prepaid credit cards. It was blasted by 50 Cent on Saturday with a rapper saying the proposal simply inspires him to believe former President Donald Trump is the man to address the country's manifest problems. He used an Instagram post to set out his argument, saying, WTF, Mayor Adams, call my phone. I don't understand how this works. Somebody explain, the rapper wrote after sharing a screen grab of the New York Post coverage of the proposal. Can't explain this. I'm stuck. Maybe Trump, all caps, is the answer. The city program will offer illegal immigrants at the Roosevelt Hotel, nice hotel for illegal immigrants. Don't worry, your tax dollars are going to pay for their hotel rooms with hard cash from taxpayers' pockets. Intended to help illegal migrants pay for food. That's what the city claims. It's just for food. Adams argues that this new plan will save the city, quote, $600,000 a month or $7.2 million annually, as it will allegedly stop wasting money on meals the asylum seekers do not want. Now, there's been complaints from the illegal immigrants. This is not a joke. They don't like the food choices that the city is giving them for free. In fact, they're complaining about it. So this is to fix the problem. Oh, you don't like the food that we're providing you? Okay, then we're going to give you a prepaid credit card so that you can go out and grab a slice or a bagel or have a nice meal, grab you some Chipotle, whatever it is you want. You just knock yourself out. The program, they say, will begin with 500 different migrant families who are staying in hotels that the tax dollars are paying for. A family of four will receive about $1,000 a month, and the card will get refilled every 27 days automatically. The New York City program will see those selected will be given cards which can only be used, they say, at bodegas, supermarkets, and delis. A gift that comes along with other benefits available to illegal immigrants and the Democratic-controlled city, including free health care. The New York Post story said that many Americans are very frustrated now. Quote, with a new plan which allows for tax dollars to be used at alarming rates to be giving benefits to illegal immigrants. That's not all. This isn't just New York, and I go back to don't listen to what they say, look at what they do. There's a new report out that Washington State used $340 million of your tax dollars, okay, $340 million of federal tax dollars that was supposed to go for coronavirus money for illegal immigrants. This recent report said Washington State used the federal coronavirus money to give $1,000 checks to legal aliens during the pandemic, month after month. This is all kept quiet, by the way. The outlet on Saturday cited the Economic Policy Innovation Center, literally called EPIC, report about money that was supposed to help state and local governments responding to and recovering from the pandemic. And instead, what happened? Well, Bidenomics slush fund subsidizes undocumented immigrants is what the group of people in Washington State admitted to on Friday. Now, EPIC has discovered that the Biden administration approved $340 million in money for cash payments to undocumented immigrants in Washington State. Americans' COVID relief money was used to send $1,000 checks to migrants unlawfully residing in the state of Washington. The $340 million in $1,000 checks was categorized as a cash transfer expenditure under the SLFRF approved for the state of Washington. This means the Biden administration directly subsidized undocumented illegal immigrants under the disguise of it being COVID-19 pandemic relief fund. So you think you're fighting the Wuhan virus. No, no, no. We're actually just taking $340 million from you taxpayers, laughing in your face, writing $1,000 checks until it adds up to $340 million in checks, and giving them to subsidize the housing and the food and every bill of the illegal immigrants hanging out in the state of Washington. The report also noted that the state's coronavirus relief funds for immigrants was, quote, no longer accepting applications, which means the fund has run dry. Well, yeah, you get $340 million of taxpayer dollars and you can directly hand it to illegal immigrants. You think more or less people are going to show up in Washington state? You think the people that are getting the $1,000 checks per month, which is a hell of a lot more money than they were ever could imagine making per month in the country that they left, is going to not spread like wildfire to every one of their friends in the host country they came from? Tell me what the average wage is in Venezuela. Tell me what the average salary is a year in Cuba. Tell me what the average salary is in Honduras. What is the average income in those countries? And then compare it to the $1,000 a month they're getting under the disguise of it being COVID relief funds. The Washington COVID-19 Immigration Relief Fund Impact Evaluation Report also said, quote, in April of 2021, the Washington State Legislature approved an additional $340 million for another round of funding for undocumented individuals in Washington State. Washington State University, by the way, in May of 2020, was trying to provide emergency funds for illegals who were students at the campus amid the pandemic, saying this, taxpayers' dollars in Washington State are in fact available for illegal alien students through a state aid program called the Washington Application for State Financial Aid. So then you're paying for illegal immigrants, college education, and living expenses as well. In regard to the economy under President Joe Biden's leadership, they say this is one of the great points of the president's reelect campaign. He was able to help so many people under COVID relief. Well, what we just told you has nothing to do with COVID relief, does it? No, it doesn't. By the way, let me just put this in perspective for you. I got to say, well done to my producer. The average monthly private sector salary, okay, the average private sector monthly salary ranges, and where is this, Diaz? I want to make sure which country you're referring to here. Venezuela is about $120 plus a month to $180 a month, and that's in U.S. dollars. So in Venezuela, where these people that are coming in, now they're flicking us off from Venezuela, the average private sector salary is $120 to $180 a month, and we're giving them $1,000.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You look at Mayorkas, for example, right now. Mayorkas, who is the man who's supposed to be in charge of protecting the border, clearly is nothing but an agent for the Biden administration to open our borders and allow as many illegal immigrants into this country to fundamentally change this country, turning it into a socialist communist nation. And Mayorkas has also now doubled down, saying, quote, we need more migrants, not less. We need more migrants amid border debate. President Joe Biden's border chief says Americans need more migrants to, quote, fill jobs. Even as House legislators debate his possible impeachment, the Senate considers a legislative deal that he helped broker. Mayorkas made his demand for a high migration, low productivity economy during a softball interview with the New York Times, saying, quote, wouldn't it be more orderly and wouldn't it be more responsible governance to be able to deliver a lawful pathway to fill what we have, which is a labor need, and cut the smugglers, right? These scumbag smugglers out. And give individuals a path to arrive lawfully, safely, and in an orderly way. By the way, we already have that. I know many people that have come to this country the right way. I know many people that have come to this country and gotten their green cards the right way and have worked in this country the right way. But he goes in this interview to say, we should have this in an orderly way to perform labor that we need. They can send remittance home. They can return home when their work is done. Isn't that an element of a workable immigration system? The interviewer, by the way, in the New York Times passively accepted his family separating George W. Bush like any willing worker pitch. As she suggested, the nation's migration debate is really about to ensure more orderly migration, saying this. So what I'm hearing you say is that you'd like to expand legal pathway in order to relieve some of the pressure on the southern border where people come in illegally. The response from Mayorkas, yes, and to fulfill one of the goals of our immigration system. So let's be clear. He's saying out loud to you, we know what we're doing. We know we're flooding this country with illegal immigrants, and we know that once they're in here, the chances that you guys will ever kick them out are slim to none. And we know that all we have to do after that point is just say, hey, we need a hell of a lot of illegal immigrants in this country, and we need them in this country now. We want them in this country now. And once they get into this country, they're going to take jobs away from you. They're going to dilute the market. Now, here's my thing. We have, quote, as some have said, low unemployment numbers right now in this country. We're at 3% and something. And they say, hey, We clearly need workers, so we need all these illegal immigrants, so let them stay here. Here's my question. What happens when they undercut wages and wages continue to drop, not go up? What happens when we head into a recession? What happens when the job market gets tight? Because in my lifetime, I've seen it fluctuate a lot. And when that does happen, then what happens when Americans are then homeless and Americans lose their houses and lose their jobs? What about the cost of living increases because of 20 million people in this country who are now competing with Americans for affordable housing? What about minorities who are getting screwed right now in this country with rent rates going through the roof? Let me say that again. Rent rates are going through the roof. Yes, they are. Rent rates are going through the roof. And who does that hurt? American citizens. And guess what? In this country right now, illegal immigrants are taking up a ton of housing. I mean, a ton of it. And the reason why they're taking up so much is because there's 20 million of them here. Notice also what else Mayorkas said that was very telling. And again, don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. He said, look, we should allow them to send a bunch of their money home. So he's admitting they're coming to America, not trying to be a part of this country, not trying to assimilate, not staying here. In fact, he's saying the truth. That many of them come here, they want to make money. They send that money back to their host country. And then as soon as they get enough money, would they say to America, screw you? Does that sound like someone that's going to look out for the best interests of the United States of America? Doesn't sound like it to me. That doesn't sound like somebody that's looking out for the best interests of this country at all. In fact, it sounds like somebody that's coming into this country that doesn't care about America, that could care less about this country. That's what it sounds like to me, which is exactly what so many of these illegal immigrants are all about. Let's go back to the very beginning of this conversation. And I started out by telling you that in 2024, this election cycle should be about this issue, and it should be the poster child for the conversation should be the illegal immigrants that beat the hell out of these police officers in New York City. And not only they beat the hell out of these police officers in New York City, but then they got out of jail and they flicked off the cameras. And when they flicked off those cameras and laughed in the faces of the American people, that tells you about the mindset of many of these illegal immigrants. They don't care about this country. They don't care about the people in this country. The number one stimulus, by the way, a couple years ago, the number one stimulus of Mexico's economy was illegal immigrants sending money back to Mexico. And Mayorkas just said that. Did you notice what Mayorkas said a moment ago? Mayorkas was very clear. What Mayorkas just said, he said it. He's just being transparent now. He's saying, guys, let them come here. Let them make their money, okay? Let them send it back home to Mexico or Venezuela or any or Honduras or any other country or China or Russia or any place in the Middle East. Let them do it. We don't care, okay? Like, we don't care. Let them do it. We don't care. Let them come into this country and let them take all of the everything they want and send it back home. And then they're going to leave one day. He said it. He's telling you the truth. He's telling you completely, accurately what they want to do and why they are here. Like, they're telling you this. They are telling you, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to do it. This is my goal. This is my plan. This is my agenda. This is how it's going to work. This is exactly what we are going to do. It's not about America first. It's about America last. It's about fundamentally reshaping this country, changing this country forever. There is nothing in this conversation here, not a single thing in this conversation that is about what's best for this country. What is best for the American people? What happens when the you know what hits the fan? That's the other question. And unemployment rates go to 7, 8, 9%. Can someone tell me that? What happens when all of this happens? Because it will happen, my friends. It will happen. And when it does happen, then what's going to happen? What happens when illegal immigrants can't find work? What happens when crime starts to spiral out of control? It's already happening in New York City. Mayor Adams even talked about it this week, saying, yeah, we got a real problem here with violent crime.
Well, listen, I've been saying this over and over again. The national government must do its job. This is not a responsibility that should be placed in the lap of all of these big cities. We're seeing what's taking place in Chicago and Denver and Boston. All across our country, big cities are having to do the national government job. And those migrants who are here because they want to be part of the American dream, that's we say yes to that. But those who are breaking our laws, we need to reexamine the laws that don't allow us to deport them because they're doing violent acts. We cannot create an atmosphere where you're going to bring violence in our city.
There's the mayor of New York, but this is the same mayor that says this and then says, but if you're an illegal immigrant, you come here, we're going to hand you tens of millions of dollars. We're going to hand you out a bunch of money so that there's tons of money for you guys. And we're going to just hand it out to you automatically on credit cards so that every month, every 28 days, you get your magic Biden card refilled. By the way, if you want to know what buying votes looks like, this is literally what buying votes is. They're trying to change this country. Believe them when they're doing it. Make sure you hit that subscribe, auto download, or follow button, especially if you're on Apple as the algorithms have changed. You're going to have to check and make sure you're still getting every episode. In that top right corner, if you're on an iPhone, make sure you hit that follow button and it goes to a check mark. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.